Let's stand for the reading of the word in Matthew chapter 6. Take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them, otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut that door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before you ask him. After this manner therefore pray ye: Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Father, we thank you for the privilege that we have to be together again tonight, and thank you for the testimonies, and thank you for your presence here tonight, Lord, these wonderful songs. Thank you, Jesus, for the music. Thank you, Lord, for the fellowship of the saints, the fellowship of the Spirit. Thank you for your word, God. We pray that you'd help us gather around the word right now. I pray that you'd help us to take home something from your word that will stand us in good stead in time to come. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. We are entering into a time of fasting and prayer by this church in the next week. And I have made up some prayer guides, prayer emphases, and I think there's still some here if you haven't picked up one to take with you this week. And if we run out, we can make some more. But we do this annually, have a time of fasting and prayer for God's direction for us as the body of Christ in this place, and for the blessings of the Lord upon the work of God in this new year. And the Lord has blessed us wonderfully, and I am sure that the time that we spend in prayer and fasting in this week is not wasted time. God hears us when we pray and sees the efforts that go into promoting the kingdom of God. You know, it's not an unusual practice for God's people to have times of fasting and prayer. This was common in the Old Testament. In fact, the children of Israel had one day in the year that everybody fasted, on the Day of Atonement, and also other times as need arose. In the New Testament, Jesus taught us to fast and pray in my text. Three things that Jesus told us in this Sermon on the Mount that if we do in secret, that he would reward us openly. He told us if we gave our alms, that we gave to charity, to people in need, to our tithes, our offerings, and so forth, that if we did that in secret that he would reward us openly. He told us if we pray, enter your closet, and your Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. He told us that we are to fast. And all of these things, he did not say, if you do them. He said, when you do them. It was expected of the Christian that he would give, that he would pray, that he would fast. This characterizes the life of the people of God. They are a giving people. They are a praying people. They are a fasting people. So, Jesus taught us. This is what Jesus taught his disciples, his followers, that you are to be people who give. You are to be of a liberal heart in giving. That you are to be a praying people, and you are to be a people who deny yourselves and fast. He answered the disciples of John in Matthew chapter 9, who asked why his disciples did not fast. The disciples of the Pharisees fast, the disciples of John fast. Why do your disciples not fast? Jesus said, how can they fast when the bridegroom is with them? But the bridegroom will not always be with them, and then shall they fast. So Jesus indicated that his disciples, there would come a time when they would fast. We know that they did. The book of Acts, it's recorded for us that the disciples fasted. The early church was noted for fasting. We know that Paul fasted 3 days and 3 nights after his conversion on the Damascus road. Cornelius was fasting until the 9th hour. God sent an angel speak to him, the 9th hour being 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And the church at Antioch was fasting and praying when the Holy Ghost directed them to ordain Paul and Barnabas to go on a mission endeavor and sent them out as missionaries in Acts chapter 13. In the storm Euroclydon, when Paul was on board this ship on the way to Rome and they got in this terrible storm, Paul and the travelers on this ship were fasting. I believe Paul was fasting for 14 days on board that ship. So the practice of prayer and the practice of fasting was common among God's people. And we are given in the scriptures the promises of God relating to these practices of God's people, that if we fast, if we pray, that God will reward us openly. The practice of fasting is not as common perhaps as it has been among God's people, because fasting is a denial of the flesh. Boy, we have learned to pamper the flesh real well in our modern day. Fasting is a denial of the flesh. It is a spiritual battle to fast. I'm telling you, brother, the devil don't want you to do it. And he'll do everything he can to keep you from fasting and tell you every excuse in the book why you shouldn't fast, when God has told us that this is to characterize the life of the Christian. There are different forms of fasting. There's a fast of abstaining from pleasant food. The Bible tells us in Daniel chapter 10 that Daniel fasted for 3 weeks, abstaining from pleasant food. That might be different things, mean different things to different people. Now, that would mean ice cream for Bill Prescott, specifically. But this Daniel fasted from pleasant food for 3 weeks. That'd be a long time to do without ice cream. But I'm telling you that sometimes we need to do that. Just say, well, you know, what I spend on ice cream for this week, I'm going to give it to the Lord or to somebody in need. And that's a form of fasting. Then also there's a fast where we abstain from food and not water. On board that ship, they fasted for 14 days. And Euroclydon fasted without food but not water. Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights without food and drinking only water. And then there's the fast of abstaining from both food and water. It is said in the book of Ezekiel chapter 10 and verse 6 that he did eat no bread nor drink water. For he mourned because of the transgression of them that had been carried away. So the prophet fasted from bread and water. And it was said about Esther. You remember when the crisis came to the Jews in Esther's day? And the Jews were threatened with annihilation by Haman. And Esther called for a fast. And she said, "Fast for me and neither eat nor drink for 3 days, night or day. And I also and my maidens will fast also." And she went before the king, and God gave her favor and spared the Jewish people. Acts chapter 9 and verse 9, "For 3 days Paul neither did eat nor drink." So these three forms of fasting are mentioned in the scriptures: fasting from pleasant food, fasting from food and not water, and then abstaining from both food and water. Now in this week ahead of us, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I want you to ask the Lord what you should do and what you're capable of doing. And the Lord will direct you according to your constitution and according to the circumstances of your own life. The Lord will direct you. But I do want everybody to be involved in some way in fasting and praying this week. Brother, there's so much that is depending on the people of God, the prayers of God's people, the sincerity of our service to God. So much is hinging on this church. You know, I just felt in my spirit today that seemed like we're just on the verge of something wonderful here in this church. And I'm praying that we'll all feel this in our hearts, that there's so much hinging on the prayers of the people of God, the sincerity of the people of God in this place, and that the Lord will help us, that we will be part of this glorious kingdom, promoting the name of Jesus, winning souls to Christ, seeing lives healed and homes healed, hearts healed. Praise God. I'm telling you, God wants to use this body of people right here to do glorious things in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And so I want everybody to put your shoulder to the wheel. Ask the Lord, "What would you have me to do?" And let's fast and pray together this week. Now I know that, you know, we can fast, we can pray, and absolutely get nothing done if we don't do it in the right way, for the right reason, with the right motives. The Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 58 that they fasted and God didn't hear. And they asked the Lord why. And the Lord said, "Because while you're fasting, you're still sinning." And God would not listen to them pray, and he paid no attention to their fasting. So we've got to do it right, brother. I'm telling you that God don't just listen to us because we pray. And he doesn't just pay attention because we fast. There's got to be a right motive in us. There's got to be a right attitude in us for God to hear us and to pay attention to us when we are fasting and praying. If we're fasting and not obeying God, we're absolutely doing no good. If we are fasting to impress others, the Bible says you've got your reward already. And if we are fasting with no practical goals in mind, my granddaddy used to say you can fast and starve or you can fast and pray. You know, there's got to be some goal in mind for us. That's the reason why I'm giving you this sheet of prayer emphases. There's so many things that we overlook sometimes that God wants us praying about and pushing toward in our personal life and in the church. And so we want to have a goal in mind. We want to have a specific things in mind to pray about this week. And so I want you to be sure to pick up these prayer emphases and ask the Lord to help us that we'd have a right motive and we'd pray with practical goals in mind for our own life, for the house of God here, for our families, for our nation, for the cause of Jesus Christ, that we'd have practical goals in mind. We will get the attention of God if we fast to God's glory. And listen, we can make a difference in somebody's life. I want this year to be a year of a harvest of souls. I believe that would be the will of God. This would be a year of a harvest of souls, a bountiful harvest of souls. God is concerned about souls. He's concerned about our families. You know, we've got family members that are lost. We've been praying for years. I've got lost family members. I pray for them almost on a daily basis, and guess maybe a daily basis, crying out to God for them, bringing their name into the corridors of heaven before the throne room of God, and crying out for mercy for their souls and asking God to save them. And I'm not just asking God to save them down the road somewhere. I go to God and say, God, save them tonight. Deal with them this very night. Plead with their souls this very night. Change the direction of their life this very night, Lord. And we've been praying for souls sometimes for years. But I believe God's listening to our prayers. And I pray that this will be the year that we see that God bring forth fruit and answers to our prayers. God's done wonderful things for us. And I don't want to detract from what God has done. I mean, God has heard and answered prayers around here marvelously and wonderfully this year. Praise God. I mean, this year, the past year too. But I mean, even this year we've seen God come through wonderfully and gloriously around here. But oh my, when you see God hear and answer prayer, when God moves suddenly, after you have put before Him petitions and over and over again, and all of a sudden heaven splits and God moves and that we answer the prayer comes, what a joy it brings to our heart. And we want to see God come down in glorious power, answer prayer, sweep our children into the kingdom of God, and save our family members and heal broken homes and instruct us in righteousness. Bible tells us, then shall they call upon me, and I will answer. The disciples were told the secret to dealing with the devil. This kind cometh not out but by prayer and fasting. I'm telling you, this adds strength to our warfare with the devil. This kind cometh not out but by prayer and fasting. When we pray and fast with the right motive and right attitude, God is strengthening us in the battle against hell. The devil cannot stand before people who have been in touch with God in fasting and in praying. Now listen. If you think, you know, this is just too hard, fasting, praying, denying yourself, look for whom we're doing this. The Muslims will fast for a whole month during the daylight hours in Ramadan for their God. And some people will fast for days, for number one, you know, just to lose a little weight. Rush Limbaugh, I don't think anybody could say he's very religious, and he's had a weight problem for many years, and he fasted for 52 days just to lose some weight, drinking nothing but water. And look at what we're doing this for. Who we're doing this for? For the Lord Jesus, our Savior, who sacrificed so much for us, gave His life for us on an old rugged cross. I tell you what, we ought to be able to do a little bit, shouldn't we? In fasting and praying to see the name of Jesus honored and glorified and see the power of God at work in our life and in our church. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want us to stand together. I want us to pray right now. And this is what I want us to pray about. I want us to pray that the Lord will help us to know what He'd have us to do this week in the way of fasting and praying. And by the way, if anybody's interested in coming to the church to pray, we'll be glad to open the church. You just let us know. We'd be glad to open the church for you. You can pray at home. You can pray here at the church. However you want to do it, fine. But we're asking for not just your regular praying. We're asking for some extended time with the Lord. And you know, this is important. Back when my family was together, home, my children, there would be times that I'd tell my family, all right, we're going to spend this morning, this Saturday morning, in prayer at the church. So we're going to the church this morning. We're going to stay there all morning long. And we're going to spend an extended time with God in prayer. And sometimes, you know, this is important. It's important we have regular times of prayer. But it's also important that sometimes we pull aside and have extended times with the Lord. So that's what I'm asking of you, is an extended time with the Lord this week, and asking you to let the Lord guide you and direct you in what you do in the area of fasting. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank You for the privilege that we have to serve Christ. Oh, Jesus, You have blessed us wonderfully in answer to prayer, and we appreciate it. And we know, God, that You are listening to the cries of Your children. Oh, God, Your eyes are upon the righteous, and Your ear is open to their cry. And we are not praying in vain, Father. Oh, we know, God, that heaven is looking on, and that You're listening to our prayers. And I pray that You'd help us to enter into this week, Father, with the right motive, the right attitude, Lord. And I pray that You'd give direction to every individual in this place as to what You'd have them to do, Jesus, in the area of fasting. And You'd help us, Lord, set aside extra time this week in prayer, calling upon the name of the Lord, seeking the face of God for these things that we have laid out, Lord, the prayer requests and various needs in our church and needs in our nation and needs in our life and lost people, Jesus. I pray that You'd help us to seek God sincerely. Father, we have broken homes that we want to see mended. We pray that You'd help us to pray believing God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that You'd look our way this week, Father. Hear our cry and hear our petition. Lord, use us for Thy glory and Thy honor. Thank You for this church. Thank You, Lord, for what You've done for us. Thank You, Lord, for the way that You have blessed us this week, this past week. We thank You for Your divine presence. Thank You for the souls that were saved, those that were filled with the Holy Ghost. Lord, I'm praying that You'd continue that work of saving and sanctifying and filling with the Holy Ghost. Lord Jesus, I pray that You enlighten us to the truth of Your Word. Don't let us, Lord, ignore the truth of God's Word. Don't let us ignore the Bible. Help us, God, to have an appetite for the Word of God. And Lord, I pray that in this year we'd be taught of God, in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Our eyes would be opened and enlightened, Lord, to the truth by the Spirit of God. Lord, we'd know the will of God and ways of God, and you'd give us a heart to do the will of God and walk in your ways, Jesus. Oh, we feel like we're on the verge, Lord, of a great victory. We pray that you'd help us, Jesus, that we'd trust you like we never have before, leaning on the Lord, trusting in God. We've come this far by faith, Lord, and you brought us by your divine grace. Jesus, we love you. Praise the name of the Lord. Encourage every heart here tonight, Lord. I pray that the Spirit of God would lift up every heart, put faith in every soul here tonight, Jesus. May we believe better things are on the way by the help of God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.